And still others see God as a warm fire on a cold, dark night. And really, this is the picture that the scriptures give to us of God, that God reveals himself as. A God who brings light that brings life. We're actually going to look at that in a couple of weeks, how God equals life. When he shows up, light embraces people and pulls people out of the dark places of their life, out of depression, out of guilt, out of sin, out of death, and pulls them into the kingdom of God, embracing them with the light and the love of God. What I want you to do, wherever you wrote that question, how do I view God? I want you to write down the one that you predominantly view God with. Which one do you predominantly view God? Do you predominantly interact with God as a God who's there to zap you? As a God who's uninvolved? Or a God who is embracing you with the light of his love? Which one do you predominantly live with God in? Write that down somewhere on that page. And as you do that, I'm hopeful. I know that many of you are followers of Jesus. You trust in the promises of God. And when you do, the Holy Spirit works in your heart to be able to trust how God has revealed himself, that God is that warm light that embraces you, that forgives you, that gives you new light and new life. However, there are many times when we as Christians, because we live on this side of heaven, this side of the return of Jesus, where we struggle with sin. Satan gets our ear. He whispers lies to us about God, and we start to believe things about God that God has not said. And so I also want you to write down, when you're really struggling, when you're tired, when you're cranky, when Satan's got your ear, which one do you fall into? Do you fall back into God is the God who zaps me, or God is the God who's uninvolved? Which one of those do you fall into when Satan's got your ear? And the reason that it's good to know this is because we all have weak moments. We remain sinful people. But when we know what our weakness is, then we can come and we can lay it before the Lord and say, God, I struggle with this. I struggle with believing that you are a loving and forgiving God. I keep seeing my sins. Satan keeps throwing my sins up into my face, and I feel so guilty, and I feel like you're just going to nail me for it. Please help me to see you the way you've revealed yourself. Or, God, I really struggle to see you at work in the world, and I really feel like you've just been absent for so much of my life. Help me to see you the way you've revealed yourself, that you are intimately involved, that you're here in bread and wine and body and blood, that you're here in my baptism, that you're here in the community of God's people. See, when we know our weakness, then we can give it to God, and then he can strengthen us through the power of his forgiveness and his Spirit.